This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Congress has voted to extend temporary funding again to keep the government open, but in the process has likely produced more delays in writing a farm bill. That has led to frustration among members of Congress, hoping to complete work on the farm bill early in 2024. We will hear from United States Senator Joni Ernst next.
There I was, driving along, when I saw the corn laying down in the field, goosenecked again. Even though I tried everything, new traits, existing soil insecticides. Every corn grower knows the hassle of gooseneck corn. But now there's Narisma Insecticide from BASF, a better, stronger in-furrow insecticide that controls corn rootworm and below-ground pests. Stand up for your corn with Narisma Insecticide. Ask your authorized BASF retailer about Narisma and always read and follow label directions.
No progress is how Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst described farm bill efforts almost 4 months after the last farm bill expired and was extended by 1 year. With House and Senate lawmakers extending temporary funding until March to keep USDA and other federal agencies operating, no permanent funding solution has created more uncertainty. Senator Ernst was asked outside the Senate about the impact of continued fights over full-year spending bills on the farm bill.
Exactly. I mean, it will impact the farm. It will affect everything else. So we need to get our work done. But you know what the problem is? Chuck Schumer's not allowing us to bring these appropriate bills across the floor of the Senate.
The Senate passed just 3 of 12 full-year spending bills, the House 7, while defeating USDA's over a mail-order abortion pill rider, along with farm and other cuts. Ag Democrats are also voicing frustrations, including Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow.
There have been many delays as it relates to the churning and the chaos.
House Speaker Johnson faces renewed pressure from Freedom Caucus conservatives to fight the Senate over social policy and border immigration riders. Disagreements also continue for scarce farm bill dollars. Senator Ernst on Secretary Vilsack's focus on CCC funds as a solution.
I don't know that that's the magic bullet, but he may know more than I do. I hope he does. But they need to sit down at the table together between Chairman Stabenow, between Ranking Member Bozeman, Secretary Vilsack.
Stabenow, in her final year before retiring, insists that a farm bill can get done this year before the need for another 1-year extension. This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.